USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is laying out an outline for COVID vaccination requirements for federal workers today. The plan will require federal employees and government contractors to prove that they've been fully vaccinated or agree to regular COVID testing. House Republican leaders held a press conference on Thursday to discuss the leadership of President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ahead of the extended district work period. New York Congresswoman and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says crime is skyrocketing because of the Defund the Police movement Democrats have encouraged.
We are less safe in Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's America. And the American people know that it is because of the Democrats' defund the police rhetoric and policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Millions of small businesses that received money from the Paycheck Protection Program in order to stay afloat during the coronavirus pandemic will soon be able to use an online portal to apply directly for loan forgiveness. The Small Business Administration saying the direct portal, which is set to open on August 4th, will be available to business owners with PPP loans worth less than $150,000. Previously, businesses could only apply for PPP loan forgiveness through their lender. Eligible individuals will receive an email from the SBA with a link to the portal. A new survey is revealing flight attendants dealt with a lot of bad behavior from passengers during the pandemic. It says 84% of flight attendants have had to deal with unruly passengers on board this year. The Association of Flight Attendants also saying 17% of those were involved in an incident that got physical. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A half inch of rain fell on the bootleg fire in southern Oregon on Tuesday. Fire Operations Section Chief Karen Skoll saying that normally would have slowed the fire's growth.
That's not the case these days, and that's due to the dry fuels and the severity of the drought that is occurring.
The fire burned hotter on Wednesday, and there were near red flag conditions forecast for Thursday, which means hot, dry, windy weather. The bootleg fire has burned over 413,000 acres. A judge is saying a popular musician will face trial for tax evasion in Spain.
Shakira, Shakira!
A judge has ruled that Shakira must face trial in Spain for allegedly evading 14.5 million euros in tax. They concluded that there are sufficient indications for the Colombian singer to go to trial after she was accused of six offenses by Spanish prosecutor. Shakira could face jail time if she is found guilty. The singer, however, claims that between 2012 and 2014, her fiscal residence was in the Bahamas, so she was exempt from having to pay Spanish income tax. She claims she was in Spain sporadically during that time, but prosecutors argue that she was actually living in Barcelona for more than 6 months of the year.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
From the USA Radio West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.